Protests in Birmingham years ago helped change the nation. But protests over a Hoover police officer's fatal shooting of a young black man at the River Chase Galleria on Thanksgiving have divided the community. While crowds march and vow to shut down the mall with protests, others say wait on the investigation results before deciding what to do. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Demonstrators have marched inside the mall to the very spot where Emantic Bradford Jr. was killed. They've marched in front of City Hall. Police initially said Bradford fired shots that Thanksgiving night at the River Chase Galleria when he was fatally shot. But they later said the real gunman was still on the loose. They arrested a Bessemer man on Friday in connection with the shooting. In the meantime, protesters continue to feel outraged. Kara McClure is founder of Black Lives Matter Birmingham and participates in the marches. She's heard people say they should wait until after the investigation to march, but she disagrees.
Wait on what? Our protest is based on what we already know. We already know what Hoover Police Department admitted to. They admitted to shooting and murdering EJ, and we know that they lied.
Activists want video of the incident released, and they want Hoover residents to know what it's like to be targeted based on race. But there's another chorus in the community saying the activists should not rush to judgment. Gary Richardson hosts Morning Talk on WJLD, an African-American talk show. He's also mayor of Midfield. He says he encourages the black community to be calm and patient.
We are in a society where people want instantaneous results, you know, like watching TV on the cop shows, and we're going to get a verdict, a jury conviction right after the next commercial break.
He says most African-Americans don't support the marches. They realize there are still many unanswered questions around the shooting, but the loudest voices are getting the most attention.
You have a handful of individuals who are going out as representative of the African-American community in this city. They couldn't lead anybody out of a wet paper bag, and I wouldn't follow any of them to a dog show.
Mike McClure, the 35-year-old pastor of the Rock Church in Birmingham, views the protest differently. Emantic Bradford Jr. and his mother often attended his church, and he officiated Saturday's funeral at the Boutwell Auditorium. The protesters, he says, have a definite impact. Last week, he got a call to meet with city and religious leaders in Hoover to talk about the protest.
I don't get that phone call if the protesters don't shut down the highway.
He's referring to the demonstrations last week when protesters blocked all four lanes of U.S. 31 in Hoover near City Hall. McClure's family tree is planted in civil rights advocacy. His grandfather is Bishop Calvin Woods, leader of Birmingham's Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He says the protests are helpful, but the Birmingham-Hoover metro area needs to go beyond that to move forward.
We want to be able to say, okay, the Hoover police, let's put a program together where you're with some of us, people of diversity, and we show you how to talk to us, how to work with us. Let us help train you on what you see when you see our young men.
Mike McClure says those changes can't happen until Hoover reveals what happened the night Bradford was shot. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is handling the investigation. Hoover officials say if Aaliyah doesn't release more details by today, the city could release them. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.